Hello and welcome to this IBR Extra, a podcast from the Iowa Business Report. I'm Jeff Stein. In the 38th edition of our program, which aired during the third weekend of September 2020, you learned the results of the latest quarterly survey of members of the Iowa Association of Business and Industry. As I learned from ABI President Mike Ralston when we spoke via Zoom on Tuesday, September 15th, while there is somewhat surprising optimism, there are also concerns about social and health issues and their impact on the economy.
Well, Jeff, I continue to be surprised by the resilience of Iowa manufacturers and businesses. The survey shows that when it comes to business and sales for the next quarter, almost 90% of those who responded say things will either get better or stay the same. Only 10% thought they would have fewer sales in the fourth quarter than they do now.
And that is obviously a very positive sign for Iowa's recovery and economic growth. Based loosely on a pre-COVID-19 era, did you have that same sort of spread where only 10% were, in essence, thinking things would go down, say, a year ago, 2 years ago?
It's interesting. So last year at this time, pre-pandemic, there were actually more people who thought sales would be down. So it's just amazing that the survey is so bullish, but it sure is good news for Iowa that it is.
And I suppose that's part of the, we're all coming out of our basements and we have this pent-up demand. It's probably that, as opposed to mere optimism, don't you think? Your people are pretty rational.
I like to think they are, and I believe that they are. And what's amazing, they've had to work so hard with this pandemic to identify new vendors, work through supply chain issues, find new markets. All that has led to this increase in sales for, again, the majority of those who responded. And that's terrific. That's certainly not an outcome that I predicted.
We have been concerned about people who have either been laid off, furloughed, flat out terminated because of COVID-19. What's the sense with regard to staffing size? Because that is certainly a barometer of, shall we say, businesses' confidence in how things will go.
There's good news there, too. Those who responded, it's still far and away their number one issue, hiring and keeping good people. Almost everybody who replied to the survey is hiring. They're looking for people across the board, although operations people seems to be the number one priority. So again, not necessarily the outcome I predicted, but sure, I'm glad to see it.
When you have more than half of the survey respondents, 53%, say, our number of employees is going to remain the same. We're not going to drop. And then when you have another third, 37%, more than a third, say the number will grow, once again, that math totals 90%. And again, that is just amazing to me, given everything we've heard. So what's different about Iowa and Iowa's businesses as opposed to perhaps other parts of the country?
I think a couple things. Iowa benefited from some other states who adopted shutdown orders, took manufacturers out of production. Those customers of those manufacturers had to go somewhere. In many cases, they came to Iowa manufacturers because Iowa manufacturers were deemed essential. We certainly believe that they are, and they kept manufacturing throughout the whole thing. So that's one thing. Secondly, again, Iowa manufacturers are in a little bit of better place than those in other parts of the country. They don't have a lot of inventory. They don't have a lot of debt. They're really well capitalized, and so they're able to take advantage of business cycles perhaps a little easier than some.
This is beyond the scope of the survey, but you talk to your members every day in a variety of ways, and so I trust you have some insight on this. Because there were people who were let go, laid off, furloughed, did that lead to, I don't want to say a bidding war, but lead to individuals finding a different outlet in some of these businesses able to capitalize, not poaching per se, but if there was a significant workforce at liberty, that might have actually helped in sort of a redistribution of employees?
Sure.
And workforce?
You bet. Totally understand what you're talking about. And we wondered about that. We've not heard a lot of that, frankly. In most cases, if I understand what our members are telling me, even if they were shut down, and we did have a couple of members that while it wasn't mandated they shut down, they did shut down. They were for defined periods of time. And so workers understood that, hey, if I just sit this out for 2 weeks or in one case, 30 days, I'll be back at work. Don't have to move my family. Don't have to make changes. And so we're not aware of a lot of that redistribution. But I'm like you. I thought it would happen.
And that, again, speaks to the strength of the manufacturers, businesses generally, who could say, we can ride this out for a certain period of time. And I trust the assistance from the governments, state and federal, probably played into that.
It did. There were a number of Iowa employers who took advantage of the Paycheck Protection Program. You and I have talked about that previously. The state assistance surely helped. And so, again, all that together made it possible for these folks to stay in business. I think it's one more opportunity, too, to thank Iowa workers. They stuck with their employers. They've been a part of the effort to ride this thing out. An important part of the effort. And so we're really fortunate. Two other things I'd say, one that still just amazes me, and that is that almost 60% of those who responded to the survey said that they plan to make capital expenditures in the fourth quarter. That's just terrific. I mean, what a sign of optimism to say that you're going to make this capital expenditure. But boy, that's just fantastic. And then secondly, for the first time, though, we did see concerns mentioned about employee wellness, mental health, employees' well-being, dealing with issues like childcare, and what do we do if our kids can't be in school, and all those things. So while our employers often cite their employees as their first concern, there are some specific things that haven't shown up in the past, mostly pandemic related.
Well, let's follow up on that before we circle back to the capital expenditures number. Mm-hmm. When I talked with your team at the beginning of this year, they mentioned childcare was an issue that they were starting to hear more and more about. Does this have to do with the stress of uncertainty? Does it have to do? And then there's also social unrest in various pockets of the country, certainly in areas of Iowa. Is that all just part of what many analysts are saying is a general feeling of everyone being more stressed, plus an election, plus however many other things?
I believe you're right. I think all those, you take into account the pandemic, social anxiety, droughts, derechos, all that together, a lot of stress out there. I will tell you, you know, you mentioned something that I hadn't thought about, but there was no mention of the fall election in any of these survey responses. And that's kind of a surprise. I think what that tells us is Iowa business people, for the most part, are focused on getting their product out today, servicing customers, taking care of business. And while they're greatly interested in politics and government, that's sort of secondary to taking care of business.
On a day-to-day basis. There may be some overarching issues, and we may be all stressed at the number of ads that we seem to be inundated with, but they set that aside and really put nose to the grindstone. Well, you mentioned the capital expenditures, and it's one thing to say sales are good. It's another to say, well, we're going to have a good employee level. But let's face it, when you're putting capital expenditures on the table, bricks and mortar, expensive equipment, et cetera, that's a major, major tell, if you will, about the health of an industry or a business.
Well, I sure think you're right. I mean, what we're talking about is these women and men who run these businesses have to make the conscious decision to take money away from the bottom line to reinvest in the business. As you say, it could be, you know, an addition to the plant. It could be a new piece of sophisticated equipment or machinery, whatever. But the point is, they feel, number one, good enough about the economy. Prospects for increased business are strong, and they feel good enough about their own company that they're willing to make that investment in their business and in their employees, and that's terrific.
Mike Ralston is president of the Iowa Association of Business and Industry. You can learn more about their fourth quarter Iowa Business Survey by going to their website, iowaabi.org. The Iowa Association of Business and Industry is a supporter of the Iowa Business Report, radio program, and podcast. The Iowa Business Report airs weekly on dozens of radio stations across the state of Iowa, with the podcast posted right here every week, along with additional IBR extras and IBR business profiles. I'm Jeff Stein for the Iowa Business Report.